Blog Talk Radio. do.
Now that I found love, what are we?
be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Be brighter.
Someday, put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday, we'll be
nothing but got away? One we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs to your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, from a tell, bro. Don't he open any letters if this was a Comatell, bro. With some change, sitting around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Thought it didn't fight, shit to blame. It's hitting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off by leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence to the beat, only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror. Just drop bombs for the mothers and the kids. Yeah, just today. Oh, shit. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby come my neck, so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a solid. Kill Malcolm. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a sodding. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a sodding. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Somebody kill their brother, nigga, just because. You created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the phone with the hate. Chase the Panthers out of state. Whoa, one go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devil, go to hell. Fred Hampton, in the city. Building unity with gangs, they working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, that's the way our heroines bust. I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Red fell asleep inside his bed. Then he shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a daughter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a daughter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Power that we have as a people and put our minds together as we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms human bonds that bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 got, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna sign and touch us about the revolution. Yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a sodding. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a sodding. Whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a sodding. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a sodding.
Ooh, don't you know, don't you know? God is my friend. I want to welcome each and every one of you to yet episode of Black Power Radio. I'm the host, Sheikh Ali Mem Akbar Abdullah Kareem in the potentially beautiful city of Washington, D.C. We're extremely happy to be with you this evening, and we hope that you will be able to sit back and buckle your seatbelts and enjoy yet another episode of Black Power Radio. Now, that's for the paranoid people, of course. And we have our smartphone folks at the front line, and all of them are waving from the wings. Oh, yep, they're waving from the wings. As usual, the smartphone people on the front line. And the dumb phone folks are on the second row, and they got a half a wave, and that's pretty good, too. There's nothing wrong with that. Half a loaf is better than no loaf. You say half a meal is better than oatmeal, and oatmeal is better than no meal. So I just hope that you're just right at your favorite spot in the universe, wherever you are in your geographical location, on 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth. If you came by Facebook, you can get in with no look. If you get in hook or crook, you can also come in by Twitter, Glitter, and some other folks there on the internet and your other, what they call social medias. There are multiple networks to get into Black Power Radio, including Black Talk Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and any other radio that will get you here live on Black Power Radio. And all of you that happen to have Android phones tonight, luckily you have a third row seat. How about that? And you can get in where you fit in if you have to have an Android phone to get on a third row. Okay. You don't, no bucking, brother. Okay, yeah, hey, check it. You better slow that roll. We got some folks in the check you, put you in your place in here in Black Power Radio. We are moving on to the paranoid folks have always reserved the fourth row, and they're fortunate to get that kind of a seat on a dynamic Black Power Radio, Black Revolutionary type stuff going on. And we have a treat in store for you tonight as we go back to those folks that have desktops. They can sit there on the fifth, sixth, and seventh row. We allow you to sit there. If you have a desktop, the laptop people are always preserved there, but the fourth and back. We'll let all the laptop people can have their choices from fourth to the eighth row tonight. All laptops can get in where they fit in as well. Got four rows to pick from. So you can't say you missed it tonight because of your laptop. And, of course, in the ninth, tenth, and eleventh rows, we have the drop-top people. And there's a couple of drop-top Corvettes at the front, quickly followed by the drop-top Jag, right there with the drop-top Ferraris. The Lamborghinis are all back there. From 8, 9, and 10th rows, y'all can have it. Once you get in there, you're the nosebleeders. You can get in where you fit in with your Lamborghini tonight. Black Power, we've got our big brother. We got a lot of big brothers online tonight. But we're going to talk about the Queen Mother, the crowning of Queen Mother Pamela Smith is one of our topics tonight. Sankofa is being talked about out here, as well as the island of Haiti. All of our Haitian brothers and sisters are another form of revolution, but not unique and not any different than the revolution we fight in the streets of the United Snakes of America. Every day we're fighting some form of revolution in America, and I don't care if it's politics, science, education, regardless if you are into cars, mega moves, if you're into transistors or computers, whatever you're doing in America, you'll be challenged because of the race question eventually. They will get around to you. Oh, they haven't got you yet? They'll get around to you, buddy. Take my word for it. They'll get you eventually. And we'll get you pissed off about the race question. Something in America. Is Baba in there? Did I hear the voice? I hear an echo. Ooh, hey. My. But if we don't have him, we should have him. We got our big brother. Brother Big Black Warriors in there. House. You got Black in there. House. You got Sister Tara, don't go too far. But I know we got our beloved sister out of Oklahoma. We got a rack of folks in the house tonight. and we're going to discuss the question. We're going to talk about the blessing, and we're going to do what we got to do. And as you and your crew, we got room for you too. Yes, you and your whole crew can get ready here at Black Power Radio tonight. So we just opened up the lines. We got them all open, and we want to hear from Big Black Warrior. But up there, and he's not in the Alps tonight, huh? Look at him.
Yes,
go.
I am.
I think he's back in Washington. Do we got Big Black Warrior right here in Washington, D.C.? Oh, my.
You know it. I'm here with you, baby.
What?
Alive and in the news. Yes.
Woo! Nothing to account for the Big Black Warriors in there.
You
we
know
got
it.
Some Big Black Switchblade. Switchblade, are you out there in the audience? Are you in Chicago? Where are you? D.C.? Switchblade's in the house, I guarantee you. Switchblade's in the house. Black Switchblade. We got us some Big Warrior and some Warrior Lawyers up in here tonight. We got any Black Lightning online? Crazy, Dave.
Black Power. Always.
Oklahoma in your home. Oklahoma in the house. Muhammad in Oklahoma, you there? Yeah, she's there. I bet you she's there.
As-salamu alaykum.
Black Power. Live wire tonight. This is going to be a live wire night tonight.
You got me on? Black Power. Black Power. You got Black Lightning in the house?
We're going to rock this show tonight. We're going to rock the house. We all in the house. And they all got subjects. I know they got something to talk about. So y'all can go in as I call the crew. Let's see if 718, are you live? Because I don't want to leave anybody out. 718, are you live on Black Power Radio? Are you going to talk Black
Power?
Brother Bay is in the house with 718. Go ahead. We're big love for Brother Bay. We got a program in a few days working out with him and the Moes and others. And, man, we got about 10, 12 mics here. Let me try the 843-843-843-843-609. Are you live in the house? Do us some round, some real round table discussion tonight. You got 843. Are you live? 843-843-609. You're live on Black Power Radio. Are you there? Okay. We're going to light it up for Black Revolution. Leave out the white man's constitution. We're going to talk about it in the raw form tonight. We'll talk about us some Dr. Khaled Muhammad. We're going to talk about us some reparations, some Sankofa, some Haitian Revolution, and the Black Revolution. Now, a lot of them don't want to talk about Black Revolution. But Top Warrior, we saw you first, and your hand was way up on the hill one time. You had his hand way up in the skies, off them skyscrapers, on them world towers before they trimmed them down to your side. But, yeah, the World Trade Center Tower Man is in the house. Talk Black to us, Warrior Lawyer. Black Power.
Big Brother, that means you talking about that you can call me so many different names. But anyway, I'm here in present, brother. Talking about that Haitian thing, I definitely want to warn us to be stand close and be aware of the fact that they want to wipe our brothers and sisters out. They want to pull that same old okey-doke, like Dr. Collins said, ain't going to pull that small-time crap on us. You will not wipe our brothers and sisters out like you did them Tasmanians. It ain't going to happen. I want you all to stand alert. If they start going after our brothers and sisters, we going after them. You have to understand clearly, bullies don't stop. They must be stopped. So be aware. If you attack our brothers, we, the ancestors, the creator, and all the forces of nature are coming after your behind. Don't you dare think about hurting our brothers and sisters. And Haitian brothers and sisters, we got your back all day and night, every day, you hear me? I'll go down with you fighting. Matter of fact, we ain't going to die for a cause. We'll kill for a cause if we have to. Love y'all, family. Stay strong and stand cope with thebomb.com. Keep it up, y'all. I'm dropping the mic.
Black Power. You in that Black Lightning? I'm going to keep that Lightning in the house. But call your brothers and sisters. Tell them to come online tonight at 515-515-605.
Yes, sir. Black Power. You hear me?
8-9, we're coming loud and clear in Black Power. Give them that number and all the rest of that information. Black Lightning is an information kind of guy. Black Power?
Yeah.
Black Power.
Black Power. Yes, sir. Your revolutionary voice of the people, Black Lightning, National Minister of Defense, and the number is 5. Well, wait till y'all ready. Number is 515-605-9889. Again, that's 515-605-9889.
9889 every Sunday and Monday on Black Power Radio. Call in, press 1 to get in the call queue. We'll call your area code and first 3 digits, and y'all can talk black to us too, you dig? So what's going on, Black America? What's happening? Are y'all protecting your front and your back and your 6 and your 12? You got eyes all around me. Black Power. What was that? Yes, sir. So, yeah, we keeping it black and keeping it strong now. Enjoying the aftermath of the Sankofa conference, soaking it all in, all the culture, you know. A lot of beautiful people, beautiful culture, our culture, our roots, our ancestors, and we're taking it black, taking it all black.
That's right. All about getting all black, baby. Don't
be scared. Black power, one world warrior.
That's right.
In house. So I'm looking for volunteers to help get this ball rolling. All we need is boots on the ground and people willing to help with the donations and passing, passing the information along, like Mike from Persia. Down there in Bangkok, wherever he was, they gonna pass info, call black in, and this time put $1 in, put $10 in, put $100 in. That's $77 bakers. I know he was trying to compare it to their revolution, but their revolution was kicking the Shaw out. Sounded like he was trying to big the Shaw up. The Shaw and them was all about the money and the regime. They wasn't about the people. That's why the people were the one to kick them out. And the Ayatollah was a holy man. Shoot, I don't know where he was coming from with that, but this is a whole different ball game down there. So people down there, they know they didn't want that man in power in the first place. So Barbecue and his crew said we're going to get them up out of here, you know, and free the freedom fighters this lockdown. Like if we had the forces, we'd be doing the same thing. Free Mumia, you know. We need to send Barbecue down there to get him out. Tell him we'll make a trade with him. We'll take the students, and he can get Mumia out and exile Mumia down there with him.
That's right. Free him, no matter what, by any means necessary.
By any means necessary. Like, say, free the land by any means necessary.
Let my people go.
Our
That's
land.
Right.
Oh, Black Power, Sister George. Yeah, whose land? Our land.
Our land.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And I'll drop the mic. Let me see. Don't want to drop it too fast. Like to tell the people, stop giving up so fast. Sometimes your voice has got to be heard. And that's what the good thing about protesting is. Even Martin Luther King said, we have the right to demonstrate, you know, bring the love and overcome the hate. You know, and then Malcolm
right.
said, by any means necessary, you know, and enough of us can't be stopped, won't be stopped, impossibility,
right.
you know. So we talked to some of the NFAC brothers, and I know it was so many of us as far as the eye could see down in Tulsa, and they weren't even there. That's another 5,000 we can bring to the or more that we can bring to the table when needed. So it's just a speed dial away, you know. put it on 411 instead of 911. We 411 is run, run, run. 411, you better run, run, run. So we ain't playing. What they say, not effing around. Well, we was not effing around before that. You know what I'm saying? We never. So I'm just saying, stop giving up. The people can't give up. Their voices got to be heard in masses, like we've been doing. And a lot of people are like,
that's
why
right.
we can't want to do that? No, we got to keep doing that, because if you be quiet, they'll take that as consent. That's called tacit.
That's right.
T-A-C-I-T. Is anybody want to look it up? T-A-C-I-T. Tacit consent. That means you give up your consent because you didn't say anything. You didn't your lack of saying anything was like, okay, well, you cool with it then, you know. So we got to show that we're not cool with a lot of stuff that's still going on. It didn't just stop at George Floyd. We got the George Floyd bill passed, went down to Montgomery County and PG County, and in Virginia, the sheriff's department, where they had tased the young man and excessively. And the police chief down there resigned over us coming down there. Otherwise, they wouldn't have done nothing, you know. And even while the while the George Floyd bill was being introduced, not the George Floyd bill, but the Emmett Till Act. Entered into the anti-lynching bill, and it was Rand Paul tried to veto it while George Floyd's funeral was going on, as Al Sharpton was speaking. I turned the channel and I happened to come across it, and there he was trying to pull a fast one. It was on live, you know, Congress. He voting against it, you know, against the lynching bill. This is the lynching bill. So if we don't stand up and say something, he'll say, well, did nobody vote against it? They say, who seconded it? Here's somebody over here seconded it, but did nobody vote against it? See, that's the point. So can't give up tacit consent no more, you know.
There
we
got
to get out here and fight for our rights, fight for what is right, and fight for our human rights. And that's what's happening down in Haiti, however you say. I mean, I want to say it right the way they say it. We say Haiti, but I know Haiti, okay. So I'm just saying we got to hold the line wherever our brothers and sisters need us. And as long as they can get us there, we got volunteers, and we got some seasoned warriors, some seasoned soldiers, some battle warriors, you know. We got
some
great warriors. And the battle stuff don't mean nothing when you're in the streets. See, Haiti is in Haiti. That's the streets. You know, just like we in the hood down there having a conference and everything. But I'm right at home there. I'm comfortable there. You know, shoot, I'm a street dog. Ha! I'm like, street dog, you know. I'm like, I'm watching every which way. And say somebody try to do the parking lot. Oh, not today. And he said, well, I work right there. Well, it's full anyway, so it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, we got to watch our people, watch over our people, watch over the ladies. And ladies, remember, we got the masculine energy, big warrior? I mean,
alpha male.
Well,
alpha male.
No, you got the divine feminine and the divine masculine making
right.
that yin and yang. Just like when you make that yin and yang come together and that energy come together right, and then you make make another life, you know. Well, it's that yin and yang is always going to have to be the yin and yang. See, the soldiers going to have to start stepping up to the plate, because, for one, you got to react from your heart for the sisters and for the little ones and even for the brothers. And even for everybody that just happened to be innocent in the wrong place at the wrong time, and you just happen to be there too, step up to the plate. Sometimes you might be outnumbered, but you just happen to have the right things with you that even the odds.
Are always with
us. By even the odds. I was shooting. I don't mean no gun, nothing like that. I have a big ass chain around my body, right? And I was riding my bike, and I was using the chain. It was like a motorcycle chain, the kind you lock your motorcycle up with. And I had it around my body, you know, with a big ass lock on it, right? And it was this guy. He had on a suit and tie. He looked like Urkel, a brother. Looked like Urkel. He's the wrong place at the wrong time. They was going to get him. They was moving in on him like vultures. And I said, yo, leave Urkel alone, you know. And they said, who are you, you know. They said, who are you? I pulled that chain off. I say, I'm the gladiator on the bike wielding the chain. That's who I am, you know. You know, like when them jousting, you know, I have to have the jousting on the horse. What's that?
To tell them, I am my brother's keeper. Who are you? I am
my brother's keeper. That's right.
Yeah,
in this case, I am my brother's protector, you know. Yeah. So I'm just saying, we got to be our brothers and definitely our sisters' protectors. Shoot. Same instance, a sister sitting there just taking all kind of harassment from a panhandler. He was about 300 pounds, but that's okay. I let him down, you know. So, look, you know, chill out, you know. You know, chill out, or I'm going to raise so much hell. I know they're going to call SWAT down this joint. But anyway, that's all I'm saying is our brothers got to feel the same way. You know, I mean, I'm putting out a directive. It's not an order, not direct order yet, but a direct order Panther-wise. So Black, power that. And that's the directive from Black Lightning. And also give up all the funds you can, and we'll give it right back, because we'll show up where you need us when you need us at that $77 Bakers. You know,
right.
We might not show at your parade, but we might show up at your protest and your council meeting and your fight, you know. And when it's time to take back the hood, we do that too. We do that too. A lot of people ask me, who's going to protect our army? We are the army. Don't they know the army's sitting right here? So anybody asks from now on, the new Black Panther Party, we the army. So when we get that reparation, we the army. We're going to have to protect it, or they'll take it right black. Well, knowing us, we're going to give it right black anyway, but we're going to keep on buying their stuff. And then when we get more money, we're going to buy more expensive stuff that they own instead of just manufacturing our own stuff and stay in our own sector, you know, and have them come across the border to get to us, you know, and have it convenient for us where you have free taxes, you know. They just take it out of the government. Take it out of the government. Free for the people, you know? And go into grocery stores and do vouchers, you know what I mean? And the government got everything covered with that reparation money. Just everybody's covered, you know? So we ain't got to buy nothing from nobody, you know what I mean? We'll be the manufacturers. We'll manufacture so much, they'll be buying from us. And we're going to have outrageous prices just like they do, because we're going to charge them an import tax for damn sure. But anyway, those are just a few ideas coming off the top of my head right now. I know when we get Black America going, y'all call it the Republic of New Africa. I'm going to call it Black America so the people know exactly where it's at. It's at Black in America. Black power. I am. Visionary. Black Panther. Visionary. A Black Panther. Revolutionary.
The original man of God.
Original man of God. OMG.
That's right.
Yeah, OMG. All right, well, Black Power, I don't want to hog the mic. I'm on a roll, so put it on the Kaiser and stick a fork in it. I'm done. Black Power. I'm still here, though.
Who's passing the mic
to? Y'all want a round table question? How we gonna stop each other from harming each other? Any ideas? Black Power. I'll start with Chicago because Chicago, we need to get the immigrants in check. And since the brothers been down there trying to check each other, now it's time for them to check these immigrants. They running up on people and they doing crime and getting away with it. The police just let them go. I heard. That's what I heard. The police just let them go when they do something. So if that's the case, we have to take matters in our own hands. Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power. Oh, wow, Black Lightning. You just put me on Chicago on the spot like that. That's the first thing they say. What about Chicago? What about the violence in Chicago? But what they don't report, brothers and sisters, that these crimes in Chicago are unreported. They are, you have got that right. They are letting go of the immigrants or the illegals, I'm sorry. But that's what they are, the illegals that are here. It doesn't matter what they commit, they are letting these people. It seems like that I need to go to Mexico and cross so I can get super benefits. You feel me? Because the things that they are laying on display to make sure that these illegals are taken care of versus our people, the citizens of Chicago, it's ridiculous. You know, we have this mayor who calls himself an educator, but with the decisions that he's making and the policies that he's trying to put in place, it just proves that our educational system has failed us. You feel me? So how we're going to stop the violence, we got to come together again. We got to regroup and, you know, circle the wagon, because every Black person who I've spoken to since this crisis has been going on that they have started, every Black person is mad in Chicago at the mayor, at the Democratic Party. Some of them do want to vote for Trump because they know that he's going to get rid of the illegals here. That does create job opportunities, but we also got to look at the other policies that he has in place that is going to affect us. So it's a damn it if you do, damn if you don't situation with that. All I say is just be prepared. Always have your power tools with you because you never know. They're robbing people out of their cars. You know, they snatching purses, snatching cell phones, going on this smash and dash spree. I heard in New York that they closed down a mall because of all the shoplifting that's going on from the illegals.
Most likely, yeah. Because they let them go.
Yeah,
if they get caught, they just let go.
I say stay away from a lot of Black folks try to stay away from these illegals because they come in with diseases in Chicago like measles, tuberculosis.
Can you unmute your lines? If you're not speaking, mute your lines. A little background noise. Everybody mute your lines. That was one minute. Well, that's a shake. He's at a distance. Black Power, National Chairman. Can you mute your lines, sir? I don't like this in his pocket, but that's okay. Keep going.
Yeah,
sorry, Switchblade. I made it cut you off. I thought maybe he could move his line.
Oh, that's okay. like I said, we needed to circle the wagon. The police can't do nothing. So this is basically a lawless city for them. And then recently, a judge that Obama put in place, a black woman, has just now gave the illegals a right to bear arms. Did you hear about that story?
Wait a minute, can you repeat that? National Chairman, can you mute your line? Imam.
How did you get in here, Kitty Wayne?
Black power. No, well, say it again. I'm sure we'll hear you this time.
You can hear me this time?
Okay, say again. I can hear you better now.
Okay. As I mentioned, it seems like that these illegals are getting special privileges. One judge, one black judge that Obama had appointed just recently gave the illegals the right to bear arms. So now that they can bear arms and they won't get in trouble for all the crimes that they commit because they're trying to hire them for cheaper labor, that's not going to work. You hear me, brothers and sisters? I still hear somebody in the background talking.
Yes. We hear
Black power, brothers
and sisters. I'm trying to get to them.
That's a part of the devil's strategy to create anarchy.
How about that?
Back up and let it happen.
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
I have a roundtable question. I have a roundtable question for everyone.
Yes, ma'am.
Drop it.
Okay, how do you feel about, it's a question and a follow-up question. How do you feel about Putin all of a sudden putting on, displaying old pictures from centuries ago of black prophets?
Oh, that was great. I love it.
Have you seen any white pictures or any advertisements of white Jesus?
That's a
distraction. Well, I've seen them before, but they like the old pictures they used to have in the churches that they got rid of and stuff. Hid away, replaced them with white pictures. Did you hear it?
That's a deep breath. Don't fall for it. All they're doing is admitting that they've been lying the whole time. Never trust the devil. You can tell they're lying because they look to move.
Mm-hmm.
Don't waste time with them.
Do you think it was
yeah,
a power move on Putin's part? Do you think that was a power move on Putin's part to display it before the Catholic Vatican?
I like it.
All they're doing is letting you know their lives and how big of a lie they are. Don't pay no attention to nothing they say. Stay focused on what we must do. Leave them the hell alone. Their time is up. They're just trying to create as many distractions and chaos and anarchy as they can before their ass is out of here. So leave them the hell alone. Just back up off of them and let them take that whooping. Let them take that whooping. Matter of fact, point the immigrants to the white man neighborhood. You want to rob somebody? Let me show you where the crocodile has got it. Yeah, serious.
Oh,
don't get caught up in it because you don't want to create a race war between us and them.
Did you hear about the new squatter laws that Biden is trying to put in place? So if you find a home, a condemned home or something that you could fix up, you could live in it, as long as you you could prove that you lived there for 30 days?
Yeah, that's the squatter law that's been in place for a while. They'll let the immigrants do it, but they won't let blacks do it. Same as they'll let immigrants in the country and won't let Haitians in. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. America has two separate laws. They're the devil. They're straight devils. There's nothing decent about them. So all they're trying to do is create more chaos. Back up, Africans. Just back the hell up and let the devil play himself out.
Because that's a trick play right there.
No,
he did that to have our African allies. That's what he did that for.
Yeah, I know.
He did that.
Don't fall with okie doke. Just back the hell up and let it play out.
That, now that we have that issue isolated, that was an Occupy in many, many, many cities. Occupy in D.C. were on the They did not. As long as it was some mixed races in there, they did not make those people move, didn't stumble, didn't fall, didn't do anything. They stood them off. They stayed as long as they wanted to until they could find some adequate housing and whatnot. And then they started going in and occupying dwellings that were abandoned, et cetera. As long as they were mixed, the people stayed there. The neighbors, the owners would call the police. They would go and they would drive the police out, all of that. When it got narrowed down and all those people finding housing, becoming, I never say homeless, because the Almighty God has a home for everybody. You have a home on earth. You're just displaced from your right mentality to take ownership of something, to occupy something. And whatever you occupy is your part of the earth. It's just they made some rules and laws. You don't have to go by that code. And the proof and evidence that those people became owners of the occupied dwellings that had no lease, they couldn't find the right deed entitled to the land or to the property here in D.C. They occupied them and took them. When it came down, some few black people had some of those occupied. They came and drove them up out of there. I'm just saying to you that this race baiting, even at the homeless level, if you want to say that a person is homeless and use that word so you identify. But a person that's displaced, temporarily displaced, because there's a home for that person. We have more homes than we have people to occupy. We've got so much unused property and so much land and dwellings in urban areas, rural areas, there's plenty for everybody here. It's just that we have to get into developing an equalizer and press for equity in a spot, and then equality, meaning an equal distribution of the housing, the wealth, the business. You have to stand for that black man and black woman and get all your black children to stand up for equity and equality in land distribution and all of the things that give you a decent life here in America. Don't allow them to displace you. Never, never. Can anybody say that with me? Never, never.
Never, never,
again.
Never.
One more time. Never. Never,
never, never, ever,
ever again. We could never be displaced.
Never,
again.
Never,
never, never, ever again. Again, never, never,
never,
ever again.
Ever,
and that's
again.
What designers did. They held a line for it. They got all kind of property, all kind of things they did not have when they came on this land. So don't tell me that you can't get in. It's not here. The paradise is, what's that dirt word, Brother Big Warrior? That dirt word
dirt.
Is what?
Diamond
in the rough. What?
Diamond in rough times. Dirt.
Diamonds
and rough
times. That's who we are.
And you know we didn't have the
characteristics of black people. We are diamonds in rough times and black power. Black
That's
power.
Right. And what we ought to do, pull an actual Foley on them. Go to Hollywood and take one of the rich houses. We can put a bunch of us up in there. Don't take no poor property. Go get a fantastic mansion and take that over. And don't give it back. Take it all back and make it all back. Just like that.
Most people, I know it's a fact. Most people have never been to Beverly Hills or to, let's say, Woodland Hills or a spot called Bel Air. The home is unbelievable. You can trust me. But one of those homes would take down 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. 100 homeless people could live in there and still have room
That's
for the Republican elephant. In one of those estates,
I did
the California
they
ain't
going to
use it. The stars of Hollywood are too drunk. They too busy getting a facelift or getting a butt cheek lift.
Yeah, putting their butt in the face.
They ain't going to use that house, man. I'm telling you, they're never going to use it. And we
Dollar
just have
man.
To sometimes, like,
that,
we have to pick a dwelling
that.
Like that. Up and down Beverly Hills, it is. They didn't really earn it. They lucked up on something. We cheered them on to a mansion, and they didn't deserve it, didn't earn it. It's too much house for them. They ain't going to do no maintenance on it. I don't care what race they came from. I'm real familiar with that. So all I'm saying is,
in a 10-bedroom house, you can't sleep in but one at a time.
They got a Peel. They don't have quite Beverly Hills, but they got a Peel Hill in Chicago. They got a North and Tantala North in Washington, D.C., or Mitchellville, or Hooterville, or Oxon Hill, and a goddamn Clinton and houses so huge, so massive, so elaborate that your mind wouldn't comprehend. If you've never lived in one, then your mind wouldn't even comprehend what's going on there.
You get lost and you get out of map.
They cool it in the summer, and they heat it in the winter, and they don't live in not even a quarter of that house. But brother, more resources than we have people, and you just have to get into the equal distribution of the current resources in America, and we can get people out of deprivation and get them to live as a nation and say my. Oh my.
That's right. Do like Brother Coker said, go find your real nice house and go pick it. When you kick their ass, you can take it. That's your house. Take it all back, make it all black, just like that.
If you don't say good for me, I'll kick it all back, kick and make it all black, what?
Yes,
how about that?
Take it all back, make it all black. You're going to make it when we take it all back.
Like what we said when we cut today, Big Boy, you look here, we said something like it's a biological speculation, and they're setting that vibrate.
Yeah.
But they don't know what they're going to vibrate about. But then the animal
no
is,
idea.
It makes me
just
want
to psychedelics. That'll wake them up.
Yeah. Makes me want to live when it's time to die.
You've got
to get something that cracks your inertia button. It cracks your intuitive grasp, your self-determination nation button. You need some new.
You just
need a makeover all over. You need a makeover all over, Abby. Let's hear it together. Don't let them put you in this place. What? Never, never, ever again. And say my. Try it together. Never, never, ever
never,
again.
Never,
never. Ever again.
Never, ever, ever. And free Mumia while you at it. No justice, no peace. Never let the devil sleep.
And free H. Rob Brown while they're free in here. Know these men never
all
committed
of them,
a crime.
All of them.
Our political prisoners, if the problem is to you black people,
big
you're doing the
drive-by
on your own political prisoners. They know they're ready to give them up. Right? They just want you to crack the whip so he could cause the ex-slave masters start jumping through the hoop of fire for these political prisoners.
Yes,
you don't believe in your political prisoners. That's the only problem we have. You never believed them when they were living, and since they've been incarcerated, you don't have faith. If you had faith, we'd be free, and Mumia would have been free. H.R.A.P. Barron would have been up out of there. Give me your list, and they need to be free, too. But you got to get self-determination to free a man. Hmm?
And
well,
we did lock them bastards up and lied on it.
Nation to free a man.
They built all these new prisons. Let's put the real white criminals in them. That's who deserve to be locked the hell up. Them crooked judges, crooked DAs, crooked cops, crooked lawyers, all of them. Lock their ass up. See, since they like time, give them some of it. Drop the mic, y'all. Go ahead. Airtime, come on now. We need somebody to come alive out there. Where are you, African family? Speak up.
Black power, what happened?
I don't know. Everybody got the cat got their tongue, I guess. I don't know.
The black thing is this. Good as it was. Now, he just did a 60-year-old.
What was that? I said it sounded like the cat got their tongue or something.
I heard that.
Let's speak up, family. Grab a hold of the peace.
Good evening, brother.
Give me one mic on a 901. Sorry about that. I was talking without
sir.
Having a mic.
Me too, sir.
Black
okay,
is that 901?
It's me.
Everybody mute up, please.
They call the national new fit.
Give me one mic.
Black power. This is 901. This is Mama Peaches.
Happy, Miss Peaches. How you doing, Miss Peaches? Mm-hmm. Go ahead and drop it. We can bring it on the house. We got Memphis is in the house. We're happy to have you, Miss Peaches. What's going on out in Memphis or New York? L.A., in the Bay? Where out there and where out now, and how do you feel this evening? What's going on? Power.
Do you hear this? Do you hear this? Hear this. You know what that is?
No idea. What is it?
Okay. It's funny that you all should be talking about illegals getting weapons. Besides these two damn dogs over here and this taser, if the police stop me, goddammit, I'm going to tase their ass. I asked you all last week and I asked you all this week. Send some damn help down here. If you're too saved, close your ears now. If you're one of them motherfuckers that's too saved, close your ears.
Get out the damn phone.
It ain't no way in the hell that Dr. Johnson came here to Memphis and it wasn't blown up. It's no way that he should have been made not to march through the streets of Memphis. See, I'm one of them uncomfortable niggas. I'm an uncomfortable nigga. I'm going to tell the truth, smack and tooth. Today we had a car accident that was
only one.
The police at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Fraser Boulevard throwing down police caused an accident. I sent one of my activists out there, the dreadhead activist, Googler, and they ran her off.
Wow.
It is illegal. It is illegal for you to target activists, and they do it every damn day here in
Memphis. Stop filming them.
Oh, hell yeah. It's on my page. Who gonna whoop me? Hell, nobody. My mom and daddy gone to the heavens. They'll mess you up. The ancestors will mess you up by fucking with me. But Memphis, Tennessee has got some pathead Negroes that need to get out the way and run guys over with, and guess what? They're coming at their ass. I got to be in court tomorrow. All I need for you all to do is say, we got this.
We got this.
Talk black to me, goddammit. Talk black to me. I'm so mad my draws ain't taking me nowhere. I'm so mad. a judge put me on a bolo list. They took my granddaddy's Winchester rifle. They took my 9. They took my 38. They took my 30-30 pump, and they took my 410. Now, you mean to tell me you can get some motherfuckers that they don't got a goddamn Social Security number and wasn't born in these the United States, the right to bear arms, and y'all going to take mine? Oh, hell no.
Listen, why they take your guns like that? Why they do that? What was their purpose?
Because I was put on a bolo list. Be on the lookout. And all I was doing was advocating for someone who had been unfairly accused of a crime of attempting to register to vote.
They fear you because you stand for justice, Queen.
You know what? They should have tried that shit before I found out that I am a god.
That's right.
They should have got me when I was drunk as hell in the streets, dropping like it was hot at the nightclub, like I was getting paid. They can't do shit with me now. I've been home for 18 years in Memphis. I stand on the truth. And the truth of the matter is, we got a racist-ass governor, Bill Lee. We can't teach black history, civil rights.
Yes, you can. Teach it in your home and your community.
You know what I'm doing? Every day God sends me, I'm teaching it. Because if a 6-year-old can walk through all that hatred, Ruby Bridges,
that's right.
If she can walk through that at 6 years old, hell, I ought to be able to tell my 6-year-old grandbaby that she did it.
That's
and why
right.
why they closing down HBCUs and ain't no pimps in the pulpit willing to go up there and talk about it, hell, I'm going to talk about it. Ain't nobody going to stop me. I just got my Facebook page back. It's been down a month.
There you go.
I wouldn't let nobody know I had this damn power.
Do it in your community. Beat the babies up and down the street, in the park.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yes, I got a program at the University of Memphis Wednesday, and one at Abyssinian Baptist Church where the Right Reverend Earl Fisher, who is the blackest preacher in Memphis, Tennessee, in Shelby County, Abyssinian Baptist Church. Liberation. Liberate your ass from them folks because they ain't never gave a fuck about you. Talk black to me. You're
yes,
in
ma'am.
Race,
yes,
black.
Ma'am. I teach the truth, even
black
if it hurts.
Black power,
and
I'm out.
I got some
yes,
information to share with you, mama, because I'll call you later.
For sure. On that strength.
Thank you. And thank you, New York, for keeping me out in the loop.
You know it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we want to bring together a force, a peacekeeping force that represents us to move on these cities. When stuff pop off in Memphis, pop off in Atlanta, or pops off in D.C., then our peacekeeping force has to respond, because what we have currently is just a lot of scatterbrains, and we kind of just be more collective and more unified in our appeal to meet the needs of we the people. We got us some no-fuck-around. We had a couple hundred of them no-fuck-arounds around here in the weekend. They're not fucking around. They think from jail and Grandmaster that they stopped the fuck-around as live as well as anybody in America. And they don't like to hear that. I know they don't like to hear that. But the no-fuck-arounds and the Black Panthers are rolling in a lot of cities. And
that's right.
We're changing the dynamics on the ground. We're just encouraging you where you are to do things differently, especially when it comes to security, meeting the needs of the people, how we feeding, how we eating, how we do food, clothing, shelter, and transportation. We just must do it differently, brothers and sisters. We just must do it differently. You can't go for the old okey-doke. Because you go
Thank
for
you.
The down-stoke, you might as well take some dope. If you go for the okey, you might as well go for the dokey. You have to have your own family.
And remember,
they will
and remember, never
deal
with the devil on the devil's level.
And demonstrating your own family value system. That's all we're saying
right
at this moment. Your own family value system. Stop going for his spirituality, his sexuality, his diet. Just leave him alone. And he won't bother you about taking it back. You notice when you go down and change your name? Cracker don't bug you. Oh, you need to get that name. You don't need to be Kwaisi Mfume. You need to be John Jones again. They didn't fuck Kwaisi Mfume, went in there, wore that name, went up and down to Congress, shook out. Cracker ain't messing with you about your name, your culture, and your religion like that. You all this stuff. You're trying to impress. You are attempting to appease the opposition. The white men will leave you the fuck alone. When he see you got your mind right, but after and got what you need put in place, he don't get the fuck back. He don't want no more. He don't want none of that real war, that urban guerrilla war fighter. He don't want that sumbitch mad on his ass. So why they gonna leave you the fuck alone once you come into your own? And it was demonstrated by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Demonstrated by the Black Panther Party, demonstrated by many and the no-fuck-arounds, even though Grandmaster's like the whole no-fuck-around is still rolling. They
yes,
didn't
sir.
Want Grandmaster's gun. They didn't want Grandmaster necessarily. They wanted to stop his movement, his gospel, and his following. People thinking independently for themselves, and like the big General Hot Sauce, Emma Mayman, Crazy Horse, and them say, huh? We ain't fucking around. We don't mind saying it. We ain't fucking around.
That's
so
right.
Let's just smoke from their peace pipe. If you can't find no other thing to latch on to, just smoke from the peace pipe of your own family value system. Only Black America come up with the no fuck around. I love that shit. I ain't
That's
even
right.
looking nobody. None of that. I just love me some no fuck around. Because I've been that way all my motherfucking life. I ain't never fucked around. I ain't never run
the
show. Yeah, there you go. Oh, mama.
I ain't never played with.
Yeah, you might be playing. I ain't playing. You know what I'm saying? All day, every day.
All day, every day.
All day with OJ.
That's right. Every day, baby. Every day. We ain't scared. We ain't scared. Show them who we are.
Remember, everything red ain't scared.
Yes, sir. Getting warmed up for Haiti because we ain't letting that happen either. Down for Haiti like a dump truck on four flat tires with a full load. Who's out there live now? Come on out. Talk black at me. Where are you?
Yes, sir. Good evening. Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak. Everything like that. Good evening, brothers and sisters.
Alaikum salam.
Walaikum salam.
Good evening.
Ramadan El Mubarak. Ramadan El Kareem.
Yes, sir. All the above. You know, I have a kind of a, you guys, the more you talk, the more I've written down. But
come on.
I just want to say, when we were, you know, doing the introduction of this discussion, you guys mentioned Israel over there with Netanyahu and in that area. And then you talked about the Ayatollah. Yes. And, you know, when they captured those people and all that. But they knew that this man, Netanyahu, whatever, however you pronounce that man's name, they knew that he was right-wing president, person, individual, when they let
all
him in,
right
in that, yeah, all the above, when they let him
yeah,
in the,
right
into power. So mm-hmm. why are we, you know, we send money over there to get bombs and things like that, then we drop food for them, and the next thing I hear, they done sent more money for bombs and airplanes. Now, what are we doing? Are we playing fattening hogs?
Yeah.
Are we fattening them up? What we're doing
to
those
trying to make ourselves look good. Trying to make ourselves look good. Yeah, we're trying to make ourselves look like we're the humanitarians when we're the ones sending.
I mean, you know, they said you throw a stone and hide your hand. There's some of that kind of stuff. We don't represent like that. And Biden's not helping himself by doing these things. I mean, I'm gonna cut this short, but I'm just gonna highlight some shit. I mean, excuse me. Okay, now, brothers, when y'all come online this evening, you talked about if you have your this kind of phone and that kind of phone. Well, my Android is tripping. For the past 3 weeks, you need to speak to those people. When I call in at 7:15, it tells me there are no shows available this evening. I call Sister Truth Bay, and she puts me on with my people. You need
just
to speak
like
to them, let them know. You don't stop the people from calling in. But now, I'm going to tell you, I love my landline. Because you can call me in the nosebleed, you can call me out of space. But if I didn't have this landline, I wouldn't be able to talk to you brothers and sisters right now. I'm moving on. What are we going to do about Mississippi? We're going to just blow them off the damn map. Just get the brothers and sisters out. Tell them you got 4 days to get the hell out of here. Because,
they won't leave.
Man, let me tell you something. When you start running us over with damn cruisers and we're nothing but 17, mentioned this last night, I have a problem with that. I have a problem with that because you're not seeing us as human beings. There's something wrong. And I wonder what was his reprimand? Did he get, you know, sent home with pay?
Business as usual. And I say get the black folks to stand up. They co-sign it. It's all they know.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're going to have to teach them something.
Yes, ma'am, we do.
Haiti?
If they want to learn.
Haiti, brothers and sisters, we got to get more involved.
Yes, ma'am.
We got to get we got to get more, because what they had done to Haiti, merely because they wanted to be free and not an enslaved nation. So they say, okay, you can be free, but you're going to be hella poor. We have to help them to change that way of living. And let me ask y'all a question. The inscription that they have on the Statue of Liberty, does it have limitations? Does it just pertain to the New York or East Coast? Or is that for the whole country when she says, send me your poor? Because if that's the case, then those immigrants aren't here by accident. They're here by invitation. So
exactly. That's why they
either we got to move her out of the harbor, we got to change the inscription, or we got to let the people in. Now,
no.
I don't hear a whole lot of talk about what's going on up there with the daggone immigrants, but they just on the black and brown ones. So we need to, we got to stay, you know, on top of that. And you spoke about volunteers. Well, I'm going to tell you now. I do live on a, salary, but I'll do what I can to help. If I need to make a phone call, write a letter, in terms of being a volunteer and assisting this effort, whatever you guys would need me to do, and that I can help, you can call on Black with you. Because it's time to do some things. You know, when I first came on you guys' show, one of the first things I spoke about was Brother H. Rat Brown. I remember that brother when I was a kid, see? I remember Burn, Baby Burn. So when was his infraction or his charge, was it worse than those people on January 6th?
Hell no.
Come on. So that's why I'm talking about why they got so much time, and these people went home, kicked back, and watched the 6 o'clock news. So another thing, how can we help that sister to get her guns back, especially her grandfather's?
There's not a damn thing we can do with that
other than just be evil. You know, my uncle passed, and we don't have... As a black nation, we don't have large things, for the most part. You know, there's an exception to every rule. But for the most part, we didn't have legacy necessarily to hand down, monetarily speaking, to our families, descendants.
Yep.
So whatever you have, whatever they have. So when my uncle, who was like our father in my family, when he passed away, my brother inherited his old deer hunting rifle. You know, one of those guns like we used to keep behind the door.
When
we were children. Mm-hmm. I mean, nothing that, you know, was very valuable. It was valuable to us.
That's right.
That lady needs to get back her grandfather's gun if she don't get any of the others, because that's of value to her. So, brothers and sisters, I'm going to keep listening, and if I see something else, I'm going to just make me some more notes. I appreciate your time, and God knows I appreciate this show. Talk black to me, black power.
Hey, black power, we appreciate you too.
Black power,
as a matter of fact, to set way on what Sister Joyce was saying, we had the hand-me-downs, whatever it was, you know. And I know that they have that the crossbow. They have an automatic crossbow that fires like a repeater, and it fires bolts, and it's small, right? And that's a crossbow instead of a firearm. For those that can't use firearms, that would be a perfect defense mechanism. Mm-hmm. Or a flamethrower, depending on how much money you want to spend.
Well, Brother Coker said, ain't nothing wrong with getting a nice bowl of shit from one of them porky niggas. That's a weapon.
I got to use them all, brother. Use them all. Get some stuff. Be like David. Get some stones. We're going to start throwing them motherfuckers.
Okay. Oh, yeah, they will run out of bullets before we run out of bricks.
That's for sure.
That's right.
You know?
Into the face with a bowl of shit.
Uh-huh.
Get one of them poor these niggas to shit in the bowl and throw it on them.
Hey, but I didn't get
fooled by any means necessary.
Now, there you go.
Throw rocks in the house, too.
I saw a guy with a little small crossbow strapped to his back wearing all camo. You know, I had my eye on him. That's why I had my eye on him. If he was a brother, I would have recruited him right off the bat.
If you see him, white boy, back to the neighborhood, tell him to go where you feel safe, as devil, because you hurt anybody over here, you going out today. We're going to send you back to God Express.
Hey, I just had my eye on him because I'm like, well, they got bow hunting up there in the mountains, and he could be going up to the bow hunting, or he could be panther hunting for all I know. So we got to keep our head on swivel.
He's brother hunting, sister hunting.
You never know, so that's why I keep my eye on where he at. So I know
thanks for being diligent, brother.
If he had a distance, I'm going to know about it. Because they got, like I said, on these crossbows, they got scopes and everything, you know.
Okay.
They're replacing guns now. Shoot, they're replacing guns with crossbows. You know, and those, bear spray, the big old bear, can of bear spray.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Right.
If it'll hold a bear off, you know it'll hold a crowd off.
There you go.
Heck yeah, I tell the police, don't try it. I got it too. You spray me with your shit, I'm gonna spray you with mine. Mine bigger. You know, mine is way bigger, and I'm gonna throw the can on my way out. On my way out, I'm gonna throw the can too, because that's gonna hurt.
That's right.
Yeah, and keep it moving.
Everything,
hey, they won't be able to give a description because all that shit be in their eyes. A description, yeah. It was a big green mist in front of me, and that's all we saw. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying, by any means necessary. So, you know, quiet means even better, you know. Unless the person says, ouch, that's the only sound you hear. You're like, what happened? He bumped his head on a rock.
I don't know. You're like, wait
the
man.
Rock in my pocket. Hey, a rock fell out of the sky. That rock fell out of the sky.
Was it the ancestors? They dropped the bomb on me, baby.
Yeah. That's for sure.
Some ancestors did it.
Hey, and the ancestors use us as the instrument, you know?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Be like one of the comedians. He said he didn't believe in ghosts because if ghosts were real, the ancestors would come back and fuck white folk up. So they
well,
back.
It'd be like, what was it? J.D.'s Revenge.
Oh, yeah.
J.D. Walker. He came back, one of the ancestors came back and possessed the cab driver. And the cab driver went on a white folks spree, let's just say.
I need to test the water.
I'm
going to test on the 628 line. I don't know if Jeremy Lukman got in or not. At 628 and 477. Is that you, Lukman? Let me see if he's out there. Is Jeremy on the 628 line? 628, are you there? You should be able to hear us.
And bring Sister Sweet Blade back too, because when she was talking, you were...
That's just Tanisha. Tanisha's on that line, right?
Yeah, I just got in, y'all. I just phoned in.
What up,
Welcome
Black Power for the West Side?
Send that power to the West Side. We have Jabbar. Jabbar said
you're
the
go ahead.
And Sister Bob, I'm going to switch y'all numbers and have y'all talking out there on what he's in Sacramento and frequently in Frisco, Sacramento, and Oakland. And Jabbar's a strong West Coast rep. And he'll be just putting you together. He brought our brother in for a landing out of, who do we bring out of Austin, Black Lightning? Brought our brother out of Austin and so forth.
Oh, yeah. Brother Muhammad.
Wesley Muhammad.
Yeah.
I got to let him know we're on air because he might say a few things. So, Tanisha, great moving around. And I'm going to see what if I can get Luke Mine back on for you. Black Power, y'all.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to share that number out there with him. And Jabbar is a great stand-up guy, great guy to meet, great guy to know, and one of the strongest black activists in America today, Brother Jabbar out of Sacramento. Oh, you know, we put it together like an iron cage on there behind. To be smoking them. Black Power, Black Power.
Yeah, Brother Wesley on the south side. So what's going on? Tell what's going on. Oh, I thought Sister Switchblade on the line too. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on, y'all. I'm going to bring Sister Critical Truth Bay on the line.
Talk Black.
Talk Black. That's Switchblade Black. Switchblade is on line. Her line is live, brother. You know she live. Chi-Town is in the house. Give Dr. Critical Truth a minute. They're coming out of a Haitian, out of a big meeting they had. So give them some minutes. They may come online.
Okay, well,
here
she is right here. I'll give a drum roll. I'm going to give a drum roll and then big round of black power round of applause for the one and only. Nothing but the truth. I should be the announcer.
I should just stay right here.
The guy that used to bring James Brown in. I am a black revolutionary. Sister Truth Bay is on the line with me right here. Black Power.
Okay, we're happy.
Free land.
Come on the land. We got Luke Mon on this line, so go ahead. Okay. Drop it like a top.
Black Power. Anytime Black Lightning is on, I'm glad to be on too.
Likewise.
I like his courage. I like his courage and his fierceness, huh? One thing I want to say is that something been on my mind today, and it's dealing with this federal program that they had for the free phones that they was giving out, and I think it's the affordability program. I've been listening to a lot of people complaining about the phones running out for it and that they the internet connection is going to be taken off and that these low-income or other brothers and sisters who don't have money are not going to be able to get the phones that they was getting, you know, where the people were setting up on the side of at the road in the parking lots and issuing out the free phones, the government phones. You know, I'm looking at this is another one of those situations where it's going to really hurt the black community. You know, and they'll let phones and stuff run out, but they'll send millions and millions of dollars to Israel to drop bombs on Gaza. You know, he sends millions and millions of dollars to Kenya and Benin to invade Haiti, but you don't want to help brothers and sisters here, you know, who need a phone. Is like, I remember at times, I done lost jobs behind my phone. That's how important my phone was to me, to enable me to function in today's society. You know, most times you can't even put a job application in unless you get to a computer, and that phone is a computer. You know, so that's one of the great concerns that I have. And then we have this other issue that's really hurting the black community, and that is the migrant situation. It was a couple of years ago, I was listening to an older man in California at one of the town hall meetings talking about the Mexicans coming across the border and how the brothers were having a fight with them for jobs and resources. You know, the black community didn't, it wasn't on the radar scale back then as a major issue, you know, for the black community that these immigrants coming in of other ethnicities and other races was going to be competing with black folks for the resources and that the government provides to low income and middle income and the underclass. But that's what we're seeing playing out today, because the sister was on the radio show today out of Chicago complaining of how the migrants were getting allowed to stay indefinitely in shelters, but the normal citizens, predominantly black, had to abide by a time limit that was forcing them back on the streets and being homeless, huh? So this is a grave concern that these cities, especially New York, Chicago, and other cities, can immediately come up with millions and millions of dollars to help migrants coming across the border. But we've been here this whole time asking for help, asking for resources in the black community, and couldn't get it. And my take on that is that it ain't never been a lack of resources to uplift to help the black man and the black woman and the black community become sustainable, economically empowered. There's been a lack of a commitment and a lack of a political will. And that's something that we as black people need to understand. That this government have no love for us. When we look at the immigration policy of DeSantis in Florida, he would let light-skinned people come in, but he would put up a policy to specifically exclude black people, such as Haitians, from coming in. And you want to interdict them out in the sea and turn them back. You know, this is something that was done during the Clinton administration. You know, they would stop the Haitians out there in the sea.
Yeah.
Wouldn't even let them get to the coast.
Nope.
And then you see, and we can look at the difference when the Mexicans cross the border or the Venezuelans. Well, they got a caravan, I think, with about 200,000 making it through Mexico right now. They're supposed to be at the border pretty soon, coming from South America. You know, there's no alarm about this caravan of immigrants coming through Mexico right now that's heading to the United States border. In the last time some Haitians come through Mexico and did at the border, we all seen the Texas DPS whooping them with a whip on a horse. And doing other type of nonsense. And that Joe Biden, he used airplanes to fly them back to Haiti right there without allowing them to access the asylum process or to apply for refugee status. So we see that how blacks are always treated differently when it comes to U.S. immigration policy. And the reason is to keep this country a predominantly white country. We got to understand that America is a democracy, and democracies are based on majority rule. And white folks are using the immigration policy to maintain white majority rule. That's why Trump was in a fit when he gained the presidency, and there was a lot of immigrants coming in from the Muslim countries, and he put the Muslim ban up. You know, the Arabs, they're not as much of a threat than blacks, but they are a threat too. And not just because of their race, but because of their religion. So we black folks realizing the situation we're in, that we're going to have to fight these immigrants for resources. That's another problem. We do all the hard struggling and the hard marching and protesting, and then we do get book laws on the books to help the poor. Then other people come in and get all the benefits, and we don't get them. We got all the civil rights bills, all the and all the civil rights laws on the books, and we the ones, we're not even benefiting from them. Other ethnicities are benefiting from them. The Asians, the Arabs, the Hispanics, all these people are taking advantage of and receiving the benefits of affirmative action and other laws that were put on the books for specifically for minorities. And at the time these laws were enacted, the only minority that they were talking about was black folks. Now everybody want to be a minority. You ain't got to be black. Just come up with some kind of shortcoming that you can label yourself with. So when we're dealing with these type of situations, the lack of funding, the lack of support for the black community, we really know what we're up against. And we ain't going to be our own liberators. We ain't going to never be liberated. We can't depend on Uncle Sam to deliver us from this oppression when he the main one oppressing us. At one time, we were crucial to his economy. We were crucial to his livelihood. But now we have become expendable. Huh? The black community is expendable. He's replacing us as labor with artificial intelligence and with other ethnic groups. And these are things we need to see coming. And we need a counter strategy. We need a counter offense. You know, and that means first thing we have to do, we got to organize on the thing that we got in common. When I look back, I go all the way back to Malcolm X and the Organization of African American Unity, and when he drafted that program of black unity for the black community, him and Dr. Clark, they identified the one thing that the black community got in common that we can stand on. We black. That's the only thing we got in common. And it makes us both, all of us, a common enemy and have a vested interest in each other's welfare, safety, and liberation. Is that we black. That's the reason we targeted. We ain't targeted for no other reason. We're not targeted because of our religion. We're not targeted because of anything else. We can get rid of every other classification. We can get rid of our gender identity. We can get rid of our identity. We can get rid of our swag, our particular nationality or culture. When they see us and they identify us by our skin color as black, we become targets. We're going to get pulled over on the side of the street, coming from the store in our car or walking. We can even be walking to the church, going to church, and we can't make it to church.
It's because I'm black.
You know, whether we get it while we sleeping black, we get it while we driving black, we get it while we walking black, it don't make no difference. And it's the dominant political criteria that's used to subjugate people around the world. And you don't have to identify as black, you don't get it anyway. So that's one of the things we as black people have to understand. And we have to teach us black Americans, us New Africans, we who know what American racism is, we got to teach the people, the other blacks from Africa and South America, how racism is in America. It don't matter that you're Nigerian, Ugandan, South African, and all that. When you come to America, you're a nigga. And you're going to be treated like one. So that's one of the things that was important and that we need to educate them on so that there won't be this hostility between blacks in America and blacks from foreign countries such as Africa. And them not being to relate to us, or us relate to them and see and identify each other as brothers and sisters with a common cause.
Black power.
The extent to which they don't understand that is our fault over here in America. The black brothers and sisters in America ain't doing enough reaching out and teaching and educating. to our brothers and sisters in the motherland so they can understand that, hey, this is what racism is about and white supremacy is about in America. It don't make no difference that you a Ghanaian or a Kenyan or Ethiopian. You need to identify on that census. If you get American citizenship or a green card, you need to identify on that census that you're black. Because when they go to allocating resources and allocating funds to the black community and allocating all that, they don't say, well, you only got so many African Americans or black, so they only get so much money.
Yeah, black power. Black power.
Black power.
Right on that thing. Brother Jeremy Lukman, as always, we appreciate your commentary and your excellent deliveries that come through here at Black Power Radio. However, we do have a couple of people online. We got a couple of South Carolina callers and Dr. Critical Race Truth Bank. Are you still there on standby at Black Lightning? Is Lightning still on standby with her? If not.
Yes, we are. Doc, are you on?
Yeah, Dr. Critical. I got to play my little tune here. Let's see if I can find it.
Minister of Justice, you there? Unmute your line.
So are you there? Truth Bay
is
there?
There she is. Black Power.
It's only about eight of us in this room. I'm sorry. Black Power, y'all.
Okay, Black Power, Charlie Brown, whoever's doing Charlie Brown, can they mute their line?
You got to learn. You got to go back and get musical one. We're going to tell you who that is.
Although I do love that Charlie Brown song. That's a bad piano song. A piano player got to be on his P's and Q's to play that. I've tried.
Boy, that's,
Black Power, Sister
that's
Truth Bay.
That's an insider from Truth Bay. But all of that is good.
Okay,
and we following her, I think I have two callers in South Carolina that we want to give an opportunity. The 843s, don't think you're being neglected because many times people will drop off the line if they don't get an opportunity at the mic. So leave those two callers out there at 843 and bring Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay. And she has just attended another conference.
I'm going to.
Another
I need
conference
you
on Haiti.
Listening while we're Peace and Black Power, Black Power. Right now
Peace
we are
power.
Having a deliberation concerning the Kenyan troops that have decided to invade Haiti as of Saturday. So we don't know when most of them will land, but we just had a huge meeting and we're going to present something to the White House.
Okay, okay.
Okay, one second.
We should be on long enough for you to cover down, and get right on and give your whole spiel if you want to do that.
Yes, yes. So at the last hour, we will reconvene with some updates on what's transpiring and what we have to do moving forward, putting together a peace treaty as we have with Bishop Dr. Maurice, Ambassador of Peace, and really clarifying what's needed for Haiti. Peace and Black Power. Be back in 30.
I'll be back in 30, too, email my boy. I got to go over there, too.
Okay. Let me drop that one mic in there, and I'm going to try this one. Long shot at South Carolina. We do believe we know them, but we want to make sure that they're right on point with us. I've got an 843 in South Carolina. 843-643-609. South Carolina, you're live on Black Power Radio. Who do we have? 843, you're live. They may not know it's them. They may not be very familiar with it, or they may be on mute. Push the mute, 843. Let me try the other 843. Let me see. One of them should be live. 843 at 751. Hey, are you there? Who's going? 843-751. You're live.
That's me.
Right,
that's Johnny Lukman. That's me.
You at the 843?
I'm at the 751. That's me.
843-751 is you?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go on to the next one. Then. Let me see. We got another 843 in the house.
Okay, I think that's a friend of mine I invited. I don't know if she wanted to come on. She just wanted to listen.
Okay, let me see if that 843 is wants to talk or listen. 843-609, you can identify yourself. Let us know if you want to talk or listen. Because we are Black revolutionaries. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I'm just listening. Thank you.
All right, thank you for coming tonight. And so happy to have you on Black Power Radio. Yes, Lou Muncy. That's, now, this is what we've been taught to fish. Guys like Lukman and Sheikh Imam Akbar, Brother Jabari, Brother Jabbar, and all of those distinguished names, we've been taught how to fish. Don't go come in the room, drag yourself in and explode. But bring somebody with you. Bring a guest. What's wrong with bringing a guest to Black Power Radio? We drag in, drag our feet, drag our nose and our snot balls and whatnot, bring them on in here and blow them out in Black Power Radio. Don't bring no guests. Don't leave no money. Don't do nothing. But, you know, they come in, blow the room up, see you later. And you're doing a drive-by on your own Black family values, your own Black family resources. You dog them at home and go abroad and conduct yourself like ladies and gentlemen. So we can say my to all of those. And y'all can go right on back, all right black to your dialogue. We had some wonderful dialogues tonight. One of the subjects was the evolution of Queen Mother Pamela Smith. We out here rocking us some Black Sankofa, as well as the Haitian Move, and Sister Critical Truth Bay has promised to bring us some more updates from the Haitian situation. It's just been like a political tennis ball, football, just take your pick. A ping pong ball. Go ahead.
I was very touched by the testimony of the crown, the queen, and I'm very encouraged, and I'm very happy to see us as African people, African descent, and no matter where you were born, you're still African, that for once we can come together with love, with respect, with honor. And one of the things that really touched me, when I walked into the door, there was a young lady, she said, was a security, and she introduced herself to me, and I asked her to help me, and she hugged me. It was a very good sign of love. There was no sexual, but it was just pure love. And when I walked inside to the room, there is another sister, also was so happy. And she's also asking to hug me. And I really like that. That really inspired me. So I'm encouraging you. Continue doing what you're doing, because we Black people, we do have a power. Ellen Hubbard, the author, the founder of Scientology, the author of the Dianetic book, The State of Mind and the State of the Spirit, he wrote a letter in 1963 to the Black people. He said, if the Black people will unite themselves together, study, go to school and learn, they'll be so powerful that no man can subdue them. And I saw that in that celebration. The young men, they were master of the ceremony. And the other young men, they were on the contest. It was just so phenomenal. I can go on and on and on and on. I just said, continue. And let us reach out one for another. So now let me move a little bit on the mission trip. We truly determined, I say we because I'm not counted myself only, because there are some people that are determined. So we determined, because all the, what I heard, these are good, those meetings, these are good as well. But there's something called greedian. Greedian is just something you do step by step. And I believe the first step that will be done in the midst of this crisis is what we are to do, is to go to Haiti, to sit down with those people,
to have a common cause, a common ground that really need it. No matter what else has happened, if there is no common ground, no dialogue, know that we are people. Know that this is our land. We need to take our responsibility, our determination to take care of our land and take care of each other. That's going to happen. When I saw at the place, the black people were there. There was no white folks was there. The black people was anything. But I'm seeing the Haitian group, their leader is a white man. They tell them what to do. They give them the order. And stupid it is that, excuse me, my words and my language, some of us just follow the white man. And if we do, we might as well wash our hands. Haiti young go stay just like it is and go back to the worst. Because at the first place, they are the one that caused Haiti to be so poor. They don't hate it well. They put a gun in the hands of our young men. They not allow them to go to school to get an education. They destroy our life. They destroy our agriculture. They destroy our peace. They destroy our everything we have. So now, again, we sit in the room with them, tell us what to do. And I'm so glad I was a pastor in Texas. 60% of my members was white. 30% was Spanish. 10% was black. You know what? Those white folks that salute me, I didn't bow before them. I did not clean their behind. But I take the position where they salute me. So I encourage you guys. And I couldn't remember the name. Black power. I'm going to encourage you. We have a power. Let's stand behind the black power. Let's stand behind our black woman that have a integrity. They have a decency for us to stay together to save our country, this republic. I'm sorry if I talk like that, but I have to tell you how I feel. Thank you.
Thank you. Black power to that. It's, sorry, black power to that.
Thank you.
Very necessary to be transparent.
Black power.
All we need.
Black power.
Black Power. And Bishop, what you didn't know, you were actually live on Black Power Radio while you stated this in this meeting. So our listening audience heard you loud and clear. We got to start working together on the same page. Today was a very clear point of action, and Bishop is referring to a gentleman named General Russell Honoré. Russell Honoré was an ex-U.S. Army director. And he's retired from Louisiana, Creole family, you know, so sometimes they think they got some soul in them. But overall, he's correct. We are not going to allow non-Africans to tell our story for us, because that is why things have not gone forward. But there comes a time where we have to hold them accountable as well. And this is the point of where both roads meet together. And so today we are going to take control of what the policies are, reinstating the Haitian Constitution, because we can negotiate peace. We can talk and bring people together, but where is the paperwork? Where is the structure? Where is the supreme law of the land for us to follow? This is what our youth are asking. They're asking to be at this table. We don't want to be the talking heads for them. Pascal Braun said it brilliantly. It is a young country, Haiti is. 65% of the people are under the age of 30. Running Haiti. Cite du Soleil just alone is a city that has majority ran by orphans. So when we say that we have to hold the U.S. accountable, that's precisely what we do. But we got to be in a position where we are unified and respected, as Bishop so brilliantly stated. You don't bow down to the oppressor. We don't ask them for nothing. When we're talking about bringing reparations to the forefront, when I hear my brothers and sisters say, oh, why we're not asking our white man for some money, oh, I don't need no government thing, this is money that he stole right from your face on the blood, sweat, and tears of our ancestors. So you mean to tell me you want to sit there and allow them to live life and have their children prosper while our children are dying or 6 feet under? We have to carry out in body bags. Our 18-year-olds, we say RIP, and while we got our adults, that's living pretty. So this is why right now we singularly have to be the voice of the youth. That means whatever you're doing, the young people by your side is going to learn the same thing. And today was a breakthrough. So we have four groups that we broke into today. This is the Haiti Core Committee. There's supposed to be a meeting tomorrow, a White House virtual correspondence, but you know how that's going to be monitored. But overall, those of us to sit in those seats to hear and for them to see us. We're bringing this all together in various events coming this year. First and foremost, May 17th through the 19th in Washington, D.C., is the Reparations Convention. That will include many of the freedom fighters and activists that love the media, and they're going to concise what exactly reparations for before us. You need to be there. The Sankofa April 6th was a starting point. General Janae Nzinga did a marvelous job. It was spiritually led. I myself was bummed out because I couldn't be there in person dealing with Haiti's crisis. And when I tell you now is the time that we got to bring it together and stop talking, stop putting your talent to the table, or else we are just doing this in vain. So as of next week, we have a proposal to present to the White House. We can care less what they're going to think. We can care less what they say. But they have to see that we are not playing because we're organized now, as we never have been before. We are in these political spaces where we have never been before. And
Black
this is where our young people do that, to move forward to the next step. Now, after this, we strongly encourage you to please join us with ODIFA, the Office of the Haitian Diaspora, ran by David Alexis, Emmanuel Roy, Dr. Diana Duoche. These are the people that have gathered everyone together on the sake of Haiti. But it's not really about Haiti. It's about our blackness. It's about the African diaspora. It's about what we haven't done before, meaning being perfection in legislation. We the one that write the law. So there's something called the Leahy Law. I want to be very clear on this Leahy Law. Black power, says. Leahy Law, L-E-A-H-Y, that started by a racist senator, Patrick Leahy, who are friends with the current opposition. Now, this Leahy Law was drafted for whatever day, whatever time. It stated that the U.S. cannot provide foreign military aid to other countries. But yet you have a $300 million deal with Kenya to invade Haiti. Make it make sense, somebody. Where's my horn? Do I have my horn today? No, I don't have my horn. No sound effects today. But if we don't know this very simple thing, Black family, what we need to know for Haiti is what we need to know for the United States. It is one in the same. Our black bodies was transported from around the world into one common mission for the oppressor, and that is called slavery. They built their riches on it, and yet we're sitting back and saying, well, I ain't this. Or I don't like the way she talks to me. Or I ain't do it. Or let me spend some time sports arena. How many people spent time in the Super Bowl that won't spend one iota for black revolution? Talk to me. So we got to put all of that together. Enough is enough, and it starts with me. I start with myself in the mirror. What am I bringing towards the black revolution? Am I organizing? Am I writing? I have one of my best sisters on this line, and I want to give homage to her, Her Excellency Shante Lene from Center for Truth and Healing, and my sister Augustine Robert. Don't sleep on them. When I tell you the organizing skills that these sisters possess, birth of a new nation that is supposed to happen in Atlanta, August 18th to the 26th. It's bringing back our royalty in real life time. You're going to have people just like the Sankofa that come from African royalty that will spend time and will be honored. We are designated as kings and queens from birth, but they told us we were a slave because we didn't challenge it. Our sisters like Harriet Tubman, Araminta Ross, who said that I'm going to have to carry a gun with this Bible because my people are the ones that step in on my necks to set them free, other than the oppressor. We got to be very careful on how we move, family. Don't waste your time with family members or people that you know that's not about revolution. Don't waste your time. Start organizing, and every step, every minute that we meet is because we have to produce and build. And once we start
all
that.
All I heard was don't waste your time.
Don't waste your time.
Thank you.
Don't waste your time.
Get the dust off your feet and keep it moving. Black power.
For giving me the tips. I didn't know that I was on the air. I thought that I was.
Go ahead now, Bishop. Speak your truth.
I thought I was in a meeting. I didn't remember that we were on the live radio.
Yes.
But I must be clear.
Hi.
This Odiva is not run by black. Is run by a white man that use black as puppet. The white men tell them what to do. The white men give them orders. The white men give them reports. The white men represent them on the radio, on the national radio. The white men doing the interview. The white men represent our people in Haiti. The white men again in 20th century. After all that we've been through, and I must tell you, we come from a long way, but it seems to be we still got a long way to go. And all our black brothers and sisters, and this 2024, can sit down, let the white men lead them to lead a country that takes that them a fight for many years, 220 years, has been free from slaves. And here now, 2024, we are under the leadership of a white man. Don't tell me that's the black people. The black people, the white men use the black people to bring black people. Because he could not bring back people. And that's the reason why our country in the situation that is. Because we sold out our black men, black women, our Haitian brothers, Haitian sisters that bowed down before the white men because they believed they could not survive without a white man. But I'm telling you, he has a black power. We're the black people. Only thing we need to do is put our hands together, put our heads together.
That's right.
And let's walk together in the aisle like Martin Luther King walked to the aisle of Alabama. Said no more racism. Though he may not make it, he know that he may not see it, but his dream was that he stood with. His nephews and nieces, your children, and my children will be able someday to sit on the same table with a white man, with a white woman. We'll be able to eat together. We'll be able to go to the same school.
Lies.
He did not bow down, but it stands for us today. So please, let us not kill Martin Luther King again. Let's have hope. As a black people, African nation, we're strong. We have a power. We're educated. We're capable to help put together to save our nation. We have a plan.
The white man cannot give us a plan. They didn't go through what we've been through. They didn't have suffering when we were the suffering we've been through. What our ancestors have been through. We can do it, folks. We can bring freedom to Haiti. We can bring stability to Haiti. We can bring agriculture back to Haiti. We can bring education back to Haiti. We can bring the health care back to Haiti. Our children can live again. Our men and women in the family can live again. They would not have to leave their country to come to America to part of the seven heavens. They can live in the land of their forefathers that fought so hard for them. So I encourage you guys that us once and for all put our hands in our heads and our mind, our education, our knowledge, our money together. Let us go together to help create peace, unity, reconciliation in our country, to speak to our people, to let them know that they are people, they are valuable. They can do it. Yes, we can, if we put our hands together. Yes, we can, if we say, peace begin with me. Yes, we can,
yes,
if we do it together. Yes, we can, if we do it together. Yes,
yes.
We can, if
yes,
we get this determination. Yes, we can, if we decide it.
Yes,
no,
yes,
more.
We can. Yes, we can.
Obama said, yes, we can, yes, we can do it too. And Haitian people waiting for us. They call me every day. They're waiting for us. They're not waiting for the white man. They're waiting for us black folk that looks like them. That's what they're waiting for. So let's go. Let's tie our waist. Let's roll our sleeve. Let's pull our resources together. Let's work together to go down here to Haiti. Yes, we can. Yes, you can. Yes, together we can make a difference.
Yes,
I can. Let's follow to that. Yes, sir. With that being said, it is a time for organization. So this is what's at the table. General Russell Honoré doesn't run anything. He is the face that is directing what seems to be instructions. I, your Minister of Justice, that you have bestowed to me a title on behalf of Black Power to bring peace, justice, and strong institutions. Since 2020, hasn't been long, but I've been born in this fight as a Haitian by descent. Policy and legislation is not something I chose. It chose me. And when I say that every one of us together is the team that will change the things around the world. National Chairman Sheikh Imam Akbar, we pay homage for him putting boots on the ground that put 20-year-olds to shame. Dr. Bishop Moise Lubin, who has been doing the work of peace in Brooklyn, Queen Mother Mati in San Jose. Just to say the least, these three alone have paved a blueprint for us to carry on in Black Power. But we are waiting for others to do the job that God has designated you to do. So Russell Honoré doesn't run anything. Your Honorable Court of Justice, Critical Truth Day, is asking you to put her in a position that will put these crackers to shame. I'm just as tired, we all are, of burying our children left and right. As a native of California, my roots are in Brooklyn. My roots are in Boston, where we were brought up on the good ship Desire in 1636. It wasn't until I was in my 40s that I realized that my black ass really wasn't free. They said I was a citizen, but by law I was not. So when we teach our kids in to put down the damn guns because they need to read and write, the things they need to do, it's the same message we have here for our students here. And so I ask you to believe in the work that the Lord has destined for us to do. As you hear outside, you hear the tires screeching. This is our young people doing drag racing because they have nothing else to do. Nothing else to do. And whose fault is that? It is ours. But no more. The solution is there. So each one of us is going to get a copy of the Haitian Constitution. If you would like a full copy of that, you text me 323-884-8583. Your email address, and we start right there. Gal Burr, who brilliantly, we put a video out on him today. The only West Point graduate, Haitian, is in Haiti right now. And the plan that he has put forth with Senator Rodney Joseph is one to behold, a structured military plan. All this is for the taking, so we don't have any lack of plans. It's there. But are we willing to change direction on the course that we're on so we can have one voice towards this? They need to see us organized, however that looks. And in the last 3 weeks alone, us coming together in a way that hasn't been done before is a telltale sign we're on the right direction, Black family. I walk in the spirit of El Malik Shabazz, Malcolm X. I walk in the spirit of Harriet Tubman. I walk in the spirit of Eartha Pascal Trouillot, the first female Haitian president that only lasts 11 months. I stand in the shadows of my elders that are living right now. I am the reflection of the spirit you give me. I don't know what is up, what is down. I just know what is right and what is wrong. And I know for a fact some of these crackers are going to jail. That's not up to you, brothers and sisters, me to do. What we are to do is to gather up the funding for the peace mission. Something simple, and do your part. Organize your people in town halls so they can know this information. And that is what is Black Power. With that being said, back to our national chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar.
Certainly thankful to you, the Honorable Bishop Rubin, Moise, for peace. And we certainly thank you for our National Minister of Justice. The Honorable Doctor of Critical Race, Truth Bay, works tirelessly on the efforts to aid and assist the Haitian move, any kind of Haitian move that would be honorable and sincere and dedicated to meet the needs of we the people, home and abroad. And they have degraded, degenerated, underestimated and marginalized the hate, the anything remotely resembling or related to Haiti has been diminished in the minds of all the people in America. All the people in America have been drenched in the idealism that Haiti is less than. It's just a natural fact. Even though Bishop Rubin and Geraldo and us, you know, the Haitian representative, Speaker, the press secretary is Haiti. But always something in there to tell me that they are thinking less of you as Haitian. We must go to equal, right? We must represent equality.
when it comes to the affairs of the national people of this world has to recognize that he is equal and better than most sitting at the table. But we just haven't evaluated from a neutral perspective, from a perspective of nationalism, and from a perspective of black power. You want to diminish the black power, but you can't do it. The divine power of the universe don't allow you to talk down on black power. Somebody immediately comes up and checks you. Who out here talking down on black power? Somebody not even in the black revolution will black you down. They will stand up and support us, even though you don't see them in your lives every day. But there are many through. I have never gone in the area that there was no respect for black power, no respect for the most honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad for holding the principles, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, producer Farrakhan, Malcolm, Wallace D. Muhammad, Khalid Muhammad, Sheikh Imam Akbar, Muhammad Ali, and there's another list that you don't know. Khalil Ali,
Black Power.
Black power, black power. You have to stand up for yourself, but you will stand to fight for revolution. When the lights come on in your mind, your mind's eye have to be open and awoke to black revolution. For black revolution is the only solution that's going to aid us in this mess. The stuff we've all grown together in these 12 months, have been a learning experience for most of us and getting new insights and inroads. Do you realize, Honorable Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay is there reading, writing, and translating and trying to get the message over, if for lack of a better word, the Orange Toupee word, both sides, meaning both sides of the black equation, because many of them do not speak French enough to know everything that's being said. And she's reading and she's writing and she's translating and reading and writing and translating and trying to get these points over to you at home and abroad, put it in the knuckleheaded Congress and the Senate and the President and the people that need to know that you have criminally neglected Haiti for the whole century, haven't done anything. Everything was a second-class deal, a second-class. We saw them, you got them. In modern times under this president, marched them down on horseback and beat them like they were a mangy dog. I wouldn't treat my dog the way I saw the mistreatment of the Haitian people. We should be against America. We should never let them sleep on the fact that they did that one act and was supported by his staff, supported by far too many Negroes. Supporters thought that was cool, something cool to do. Uncool, and we're going to say this from the cradle to the grave, that we will be against you in your racist tactics and your horseback riders and your jivers and canavers and all of them. We will stand them down. They come before us. We will beat them down physically. And they go gun to gun. We will gun them down. You get knife to knife. We will cut their throats to kill them. I'm just saying. You must be ready for revolution at this hour, brother and sister. Don't allow anyone to degrade we the people. Mm-hmm. We must stand up for we the people. For we the people are government, knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and everything that's necessary to balance the scales for we the people. We must incorporate business and economics and everything that is needed to make a well-balanced society, a decent life and a decent society. That you can walk out and be proud that there's something decent to drive away in. There's a decent driveway to put it in. A decent home. Decent clothes to put on the backside for us, for we the people and our children. And if you don't stand on that and live that every day, brother and sister, you're out of your mind. You're in somebody else's mind. You're in the mind that has been duped to produce you as a second rate, a second class. Somebody beneath what is practical, what is meat, M-E-T is a spiritual word. It means what is logical and practical for your circumstances. You must stand up to meet that today, brother and sister. We'll give these mics back to you all for some chatter that does matter. I want to hear some chatter that does matter, mama. Oh, black power, black power, black power, black power. But in a strong black military to black alcohol, my mama. Right. Is anybody have anything that should have been said, could have potentially been said, that was not said, as we say in the Martin Luther King Jr. Now is the time.
Wow. Yes. All power to the black and oppressed people of the world. Black power.
Black power. Black power. Must work harder to bring together the elements of this society and the things that are in our favor at this time. If you don't use it, brother and sister, I assure you that you'll be quick to lose it because you're standing on less of a soapbox or of a platform or something that will assure you the security to bring your idealism into fruition. You have to be willing to strike while the iron is hot, beloved brother and sister. You just have to be willing to sacrifice something. Maybe it's small to me or others, but that's how we get our monumental gains, by making those small sacrifices or your time to write that small report or to make that extra flyer or to pass that extra phone number on to where it needs to go. You have to be willing to sacrifice something, brother and sister, if you want this equation to work in your favor. Because there are forces that move against you that, again, as they expressed earlier, to make you a dispensable, a disposable. That's what they look at you, like a disposable diaper, like a goddamn blood clot. You have to change that. You have to do things differently to make a better and a different outcome for that. So I will assure you, brother and sister, I will land on these principles, but I will stand up for black power. I will fight for black revolution. I will fight for you in your peculiar circumstances.
Yes, sir, right there with you. For black power. I guess that's all they was said then. Black power. You must have muted your line, sir. Can't hear you. Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Black Power, yes, sir.
Black Power, you here? Oh,
Black Power from Memphis.
All right, Memphis. Yeah, we got a lot of family down there. From, let's see, Pine Bluff, Arkansas, to Memphis, to, oh, man, all over the place up there. Yep. Take us back to the back to the land. We know how to work the land. Yeah, give them the concrete jungle. And when it all fall, we'll be saying, nope, we put up a border. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm going to give them a little easy border. One of them little fences that you put around your garden flowers, about what, four or five, it was about, how tall are them things? About seven, I don't know. They're about a foot high or something like that. And tell them, there's the border right there. Don't step over it. We got to get us some alligators to protect our border, and it will be no problem.
Don't go and say things about my father. God is my friend. He made this world for us to live. We give each other love.
and forget. Let no thought be your enemy. I've never felt so good. I'm as happy, happy, happy as any man could be.
Ain't
the negative vibe. And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our acts. Well, and if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Met mom, made a crossbreed from the sex with her. All these god genes are molecular. He just called me through the cellular. Stories of antiquity say that potter's a beam of light, that only children born with special psychic powers see at night. But in these modern times, in the doctor's eyes, if you speak of me, you're schizophrenic or have DID. If you know me now, you're the lunatic that imaginary people seek to meet. Pig shell and ACID, so I sold them lysergic dithalamide. I decide with cryptic ketamine. I gave sex advice to David Carradine. And my monster or a moon star. Old spirit in a new body. You're an old nigga in a used car. In the old earth is the new Mars. Girls sinning, sinning girls. Get the sing gals at the nude bar. I'm too charged. Trying to buy my mama own planet with a huge yard. Ooh Lord, save me. Do a shroom, then I go to church. Ooh, my baby, is that a pussy? You're an open purse. Told the nurse, check my throat first. Why you down there? Make sure that my boner works. I was created to throw the earth. God body, so I know my worth. Wrote a perp, then I broke the wall. Made my Marcus Garvey post a smirk. Took the tablets, I was Moses first. Grow a human from the holy dirt. Boil, boil, win the royal oil. Bring a chicken back to life, I know it works. All I see is birds, Michael Jackson with an open shirt. I had an epileptic seizure before I wrote this verse. They tried to tell me that my melanin mean that my soul is cursed.
Thank you.
Jones. We got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We meet every day at the same cafe, 6:30, and no one knows she'll be there. Holding hands, making all kinds of plans, while the jukebox plays Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We gotta be extra careful that we don't build our hopes up too high, 'cause she's got her own obligation. Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. Well, it's time for us to believe it. It hurts so much, it hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way and I'll go mine. Tomorrow
way back in Jersey. The only thing you're really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, COINTELPRO. Don't they open any letters, hit this with a COINTELPRO. Whips and chains, sitting around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not at, just risk to claim. Thought it didn't fight, just risk to blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence is the beat, only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror. Just drop bombs. Some mothers and the kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby
come out next door, they wouldn't shoot their weapons. See this mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now, whip the chains, whip the chains. The American way, playing whip the chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a solid. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a solid. Whip the chains, whip the chains. The American way, playing whip the chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a solid. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a solid. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Somebody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA, fed kids on the schools with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, one go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs, they working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, that's the way our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Red fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now, whip the chains, the American way. Play whip the chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whip the chains, the American way. Play whip the chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred. She escaped, you put a bounty on her head. Poison water in the air and the food. We already dead, so what else we got to lose? Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together as we unite to defeat you. Question lies, they teach you. No conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds I bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The Indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 got, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's
known,
now they wanna sign
and
touch us, about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Rip the chains, the American way, slaves, rip the chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Rip the chains, the American way, slaves, rip the chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
And we're going to continue the process of claiming our identity and setting the standards for our people of color. We'll not be controlled by the old slave now. And it's convert racism. No other race of people, no Jews, no Indian, no Chinese, let an outside invader control their community in a way that is harmful and poison our people and incorporate bias, prejudice, and bigotry in the standards and racial profiling and willfulness to terrorize our community and do psychological damage to our children every day and destroy our culture with their commercials and their exploitation of their TV programs. They facilitate tyranny. They have developed the standards of what they call terrorist actions. And so if you don't develop an economic program and promote it, if you don't organize your race with a political program and promote it, and if you don't get the conscious level to understand this hostile enemy is not turning back, and you try to promote racial harmony, you're out of your damn mind. You're out of your damn mind. You can't even do it on Sunday when everybody's supposed to be praying. It is time for an African revolution. It is time for an African revolution. Any people with dignity and respect would have a revolution of economics. The fundamental purpose of revolution means complete constructive change. We need complete constructive change. We are not just Africans in America, we are Pan-Africanism. Pan-Africanism means you understand that right across the water, nationwide, this world is full of people who look like you, from Brazil to Jamaica to Haiti to all of the Caribbean islands and the 54 nations of Africa and Hawaii and everywhere you look, you are. But you have not developed the technique to see yourself because you don't want to talk revolution. Because you don't want change, which is the solution. You want a concept with your soft heart, or can we all get along? You still listening to Rodney King. No, you can't have a commitment to develop your enemy army against you, your enemy police department against you, your enemy courtrooms against you. That's not an effective revolution. Your children must be trained leadership from birth to control their own, to achieve their own goals, to understand nationhood and a higher ideal of what nationhood is from their own standards that you're committed to develop. We're a dynamic people, but we have helped every race of people self ourselves. Right now, if you walk out your damn house, you're going to get some gas from a foreigner gas station. You're going to buy some Chinese food from a Chinese. You're going to take your cleaning, which you've been washing white folk people clothes all your life, to another race of people to wash your clothes who don't live in your community and don't love your children, and you're going to help improve their children's lifestyle. We got children graduating right now from all the colleges and institutions around this country and come back and have to work at Walmart because we ain't developed the corporations. We ain't opened these old buildings up. We studied been trying to buy a damn Ferrari, Porsche, and a Rolls Royce, a big house. And our kids come back from college like Carter D. Woodson put in the miseducation of the Negro with nowhere to go but to a white man to ask them for a job, which means that damn degree and that education don't mean nothing because that white man is going to hire his daughter, his nephew, his son. And after that, he's going to hire his people. Ain't nothing all right until black men and black women, Africans, participate responsibly in doing something for self. And if you're going to start talking economics, you got to talk about building a group to defend it. It ain't a white man to build a bank and don't have a guard at the door. It ain't a white man to build a mansion and don't put cameras on it first. It ain't a white man to build a nation and don't develop a defensive mechanism to keep people from taking what you build. Stop being scared of building a black army that could protect your community. And when it's time for self-defense, carry out their duties in self-defense with the logic of saving their mother, father, sister, cousin, auntie, and their community. We need to be baptized in economics, baptized in culture, baptized in a new political mindset with the logic of doing for self. You better act as the Jewish race and be aware of who you are, and constitute and build a constitution and develop a mindset that you don't need your enemy for you to reach your goal. The COINTELPRO said their job was to neutralize the rise of a black messiah and to neutralize black organizations from organizing and participating and working together. The injustice the FBI did along give me the right to get on this phone tonight and teach respect to this group of people that have been so beat up, so lynched, so murdered, so raped. The determination for us not to fall any deeper into a coma is a blessing. And this is a period and a time where we don't have to take back door, apologize to nobody for our focus. You better get on the advanced liberation team and develop the mindset of self-help and start identifying yourself as an African and understand clearly that's all you need. And when you get to this crossroad, don't go right, don't go left, go straight. You got the right after all the hell you done took for 450 years to organize and discover the power in yourself. You are an empire in an empire.
Yeah. fist up for the one that got away. When we left it dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights, then you stand. Watch out for the man, pouring drugs in your land. Guns in your hand. Yes, man, don't tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with the COINTEL, bro. Whips and chains, been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Started didn't fight, just stripped the blame. Kids getting off a murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders for the fuck you respect. Violence is the beat, only thing you respect. I watched news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror. You just drop bombs, some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, the American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, the American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Body kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the spoon with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to fail. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs, they working with him. CIA agents, everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, snatch away our heroines, but I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then he shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Whips and chains, the American way. Plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, the American way. Plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies, they teach you. No conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds I bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The Indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody know, now they
want
to
start
to touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, the American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, the American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left it dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights, then you stand. Watch out for the man, pouring drugs in your land. Guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, COINTEL, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with the COINTEL, bro.
Whips and chains, been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Started didn't fight, just stripped the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence is the beat, only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror. Just drop bombs for some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck, so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Whips and chains, the American
Martin, but you'll never get a solid. Chill Malcolm, but you'll never get a solid. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Chill Bobby, but you'll never get a solid. Chill Fred, but you'll never get a solid. Crips and blood, crips and thugs. Somebody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in L.A. Fed kids on the schools with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, one go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with him. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, pass away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Fred fell asleep inside his bed, then he shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Whips and chains, the American way. Plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, the American way. Plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred. She escaped, you put a bounty on her head. Poison water in the air, the food. We already dead, so what else we got to lose? Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies, they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds, I bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The any goals finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody know, now they wanna
sign
and touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Thank you. Baby,
fell asleep
sitting straight up.
Mm-hmm. It's still going. It's probably still recording.